Okay.
Not the one I talked to.
Okay, so we have two people that we're thinking about right now, Jody Aiken and Dave Hall.
Well, and I should say I've had probably somewhere in the order of 8 to 10 email or phone calls in suggesting that we put Jody on the board, and that if we don't, that we're acting without integrity, so to speak.
Well, to me, that doesn't matter. I don't want to set a precedent that it has to be the next high vote getter.
And we didn't last time.
Because we didn't last time, and in future boards shouldn't be bound to that. That's not making the best decision of who the board can work with. I appreciate people's, input on anything, whether it's board members or anything. The more I hear from members, that means the members are awake, and that's what's been the detriment to the ranch a lot of years is nobody paying
cares.
Attention or cares. But I don't think anybody has shown that they care or are willing to participate more than Jody has in hers, whether we agree with her opinion or we don't. And I'll say, I for one, I communicate with Jody. I much disagree with the tone of the last letter, because I hope that we can continue to work for the betterment of the ranch and not get caught up in personal attacks and stuff. We can disagree on issues and stuff.
I'm not one that functions well in contrarian situations where you're arguing with each other. I think that as a board, if we really want to accomplish something, we work in a community of atmosphere that we all have opinions, we all have a right to verbalize them, and the most important thing is that we're representing the other members of the board, of the organization. So it's not fun to be in a position where there's argument going on. None of us feel good about it, but in my particular body, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
So I like to find a common ground where we all have a right to talk, but yet it's not done in a condescending, backbiting, or critical thing. So I like Phil. I've never had a problem with Jody personally.
Well,
Jody has been at like 10 or 12 meetings.
Right. I just have concerns on
personal attacks.
Right, but that aside, I can work through that, and I think we all should, and we'll prove out the next 4 months, whoever goes on, if they can work with the existing board, or if board members need to switch, then the organization needs to move forward. I have concern of Phil Hall serving where he's been given a couple of days' notice to reject or accept nomination, and he hasn't responded, and so if we want to call him, I'm fine, but like Dirk says, I don't want to appoint somebody that hasn't agreed, and Jody right now has responded and said she is willing.
But let's look at what the responsibilities are that Brent has been responsible for. And they are?
Who's to take over his task?
Yeah, who's to take over his task?
Did you push record on this?
Well,
was I supposed to?
Let me withdraw the nomination of Phil Hall. And if all the board members believes the false information was in Jody's letter, then so be it. If none of you take issue with her attack.
We do take issue, and we don't believe it. I agree.
I don't know what letter you're reading. I don't think any of us have seen it.
She sent out to all the members.
Right, and I responded to her personally in a long email and addressed that. I don't know what other ones have come since.
Evidently, everybody liked the first letter.
No, I don't think that's the case.
It's not the letter.
Well, let's separate these issues.
Right,
it's
separate issues. Separated.
By virtue of you withdrawing Phil, that has nothing to do with us believing every letter of the letter that was sent out. So can we keep those issues separate? Is that fair?
I understand that there's another letter from someone else, another member.
About
the same issues that Jody has expressed and the facts that were in his email. I understand it was a email.
I've had several emails or phone calls.
I get 10 emails a day.
About her letter, too.
Yeah.
And and have tried to address, you know, our current position on a factual basis in regard to those issues. So, yes, there have been controversies on all sides.
Personally, I have no problem with people having a difference of opinion. I have a real problem with people attacking individuals, and I really, like Kathy, I have a problem. I don't like to come into a meeting that's always in contention. We've got nothing done.
Well, and
How many times we did that? Oh.
Right. And I think that, you know, Jody's had some issues that she's disagreed and been upset about, and that is completely okay in her prerogative. The last one, as I said, she far crossed the line in personal attacks and
accusations
that are unfounded and being smart alecky about the things and stuff in that last letter that's inappropriate. But
is Jody on the line?
She emailed me a few minutes ago and is going to be tied up and didn't say away. Something last minute at her store or something probably. I'm not sure, Dirk.
Okay. Well, if she was on the line, I'd invite her to respond.
She really wanted to be, but it's still really busy down here tourist-wise, so I guess I can, you know, I can understand where she's coming from.
How?
Is there any, there's nothing in the bylaws that says how we go about filling an empty thing?
It's a board appointment.
It's a board appointment.
So somebody will make a motion, somebody will second it. We'll vote on it.
Do you think her being on the board should be, I mean, would clarify some of the issues that she has concerns with?
Well, that's what George saying, and I agree.
Her issues are not going
to
go.
If we have disagreements, I'd rather we sit here and we try to work through them and get people on the same page. More of the disagreements come out of misinformation, and the best places to have information is we sit here and look each other eye to eye and talk through it long enough until we either come to an agreement that we understand and we agree, or we agree to disagree, which is fine.
Maybe that could help.
Okay, I'm going to suggest that we all have our varying opinions and background on this with quite a bit of clarity, and that we could discuss it for another hour. And I don't know that we'd any other solutions. And so I would like to ask for a motion to be brought forward.
I make a motion that we appoint Jody Akers to fill this term the next 1 month of the annual meeting.
Is there a second? Okay, the motion dies for lack of a second.
You said, you asked for a second for...
okay, moving on.
Well, Dave, are you still online?
I am here, yes.
Okay, did you hear that or have anybody else you've corresponded with? You're the only board member that has not had a say. Anybody else that has corresponded with you or that you think may be willing to accept an appointment?
I did not, no.
Okay, then I make a motion that we, well.
Did you talk to Art Ortolani? He had made him. He had told me at one point in time.
I did send him an email.
You want to do that?
To move on, won't you remake that motion? I'll second.
I remake my motion to appoint Jody Akers to the board of directors.
I will second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any other discussion?
Dirk, can I say something, or is it a board issue at this point?
It will be a board vote, but you're open to... discuss the...
It's just a quick thing that she mentioned to me the other night when we were talking about other items, is that she can personally attend most of the meetings between now and September. I know that sometimes some people feel pretty strongly that they need to be there in person. So not that it makes a whole lot of difference, but she does offer that up.
She can?
She can. She wants to come up.
Now, I know that she's at the end of her busy season. She's been slammed the last, whatever, few months, and she'll be...
Actually, you know, I think she just wants to come up, period. But she says that, you know, as we all do, we look for any excuse to go to the ranch, but she does...
Look out the window.
Out the window, you know.
I'm looking at the cameras right now. But she does intend to put in an appearance in person. So, you know, maybe that figures into your discussion earlier of hashing things out, you know, eye to eye.
Yes. Okay. Any other discussion of the motion?
Question.
Call for question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Let the record show.
Yes, for Dave. Dave's here.
Dave, did you vote aye or nay?
We lost him.
Okay. All right. Next item.
You gonna announce the vote?
Everyone's in favor except for Shauna and Dave not vote. So motion carries 4-1. Okay. Dave Durley. Hey Dave.
I must have the wrong number, so I'm not to speak over trying to get on the call and work.
Do you vote for or against Jody Akers being on the board?
Where are the votes at right now?
That's irrelevant, Dave. How do you vote?
I want to abstain at this point.
Okay. That's how we had you when you're called up. Okay. So it moves forward 4-4, one against, one abstaining. Okay?
All right.
All right. Financial report, Linda. Any items that you'd like to walk us through?
There was not anything unusual, and I don't feel that really that there is any need to do that. It's just reporting on what's there. We are still, I did send you an email about some concerns about financial charges that have been charged to those that were sent out after March 1st, and I've had several who have not made the financial charge or have asked not to, and several different, taken up a lot of my time in dealing with that. I just need to know what you all want me to do. If it were me, I'd just not worry about it and write them off, but I need to know what you want to do because there's a substantial number that are coming back, 434, which is our assessment without financial charges on them.
I'll tell you, if I was running my own business, I'd accept the check and write off the charges and call it good probably for
a 30-day period. A lot due for
a 30-day period or so.
Yeah, somewhat of a grace period because you never know. Maybe it was mail. Maybe my wife wrote the check and I didn't get in the mail like my wife did. I let her down this week.
Well, the checks are written for, on March 23rd and it was due March 1st.
All right.
That was why I had the question and I didn't feel like I should go ahead and do that.
Well, but then the grace period would have been through April 1st.
No, March 1st. They're due January 1st.
I know, but they become delinquent and start accruing interest. Actually, so the interest goes retroactive back to January.
No, but it says on the invoice.
Okay.
It says March 1st.
Okay.
Right, but March 1st, you send out new bills with the interest that went back to January 1st.
It was 2357.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. If then we receive those checks by April 1st, so they've got a statement, helps them to remember that I already wrote the check, I just didn't mail it or whatever, then to have a little bit of a grace period is completely standard in any debt payment. If they haven't paid by today already, then it's not, they can't drag it out forever. They've got
to
cut it off somewhere.
How about we, I would, to move us forward, make a motion that any payments received by today, if they come in, you would be allowed to show full payment received, and any payments made after today, that's been long enough that the interest should probably stick. Is that fair with everybody?
Yep.
As a motion? Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
There.
Are there people who have not paid but have objected to the interest payment, and you're asking whether to go ahead and accept the annual assessment during the month of April, or as of today.
Up till now.
Well, but she still has people that have asked if they can make the payment sometime in the future.
Are you mailing out April bills?
No.
We just quarterly.
Yeah. No, and I don't imagine that there will be a problem, but up until this date, I'll just go ahead and leave it on there and bill them for that.
So have there been people that called and questioned you and then haven't paid either because they're waiting for your response?
Anybody that called and wanted to know about the finance charge, I told them just send me the assessment and I'll let you know on the finance charge later.
Okay.
And so that has been that way.
So that probably should, again, suggest that they've sent it in if they were going to.
I have. And did. And they have.
What do you think?
One of those was, you know, due to illness and things like that. I mean, there were some legitimate reasons why it was delayed, but others were...
Given the economy, there's a lot of legitimate reasons.
We're lucky to get the...
For me and them.
Yeah. So, how about we extend it till the end of April, then? Would that be...
Yeah,
I don't think anybody stopped paying because of the finance charge.
Well, but if there's some, there's been some communication at this time, I'm happy to be, you know, again, not that this becomes a precedent and that a future board can't, you know, change or whatever, but to we're behind in assessments already and payments because of the economy. And so if people, there's some confusion or hesitation there to encourage that to get in the next 30 days, I'm happy for that to remain through the end of April. So if anybody calls or any of these that you don't see that you want to call.
I think that's what she's asking. A board decision today that would give some response time, some time for the people to react.
If that were up to April, I think that's a good, I think that means that there's a lot of struggling.
Modify the motion then to be accept payment in full up through the end of April.
Are we making that a motion?
I just modified that motion.
And I had modified my second.
Okay, any other discussion on the motion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Dave?
I'm in favor.
Okay. Unanimous, all voted in favor. Okay. Any other things on financials?
That was the only question I had.
Okay. Is there a balance sheet?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, good. Very good.
I have the aging report here.
Okay. Looks great, Linda.
One more question. Why do we have $5,000 in the caretaker's account? What is that for?
I think that's just the division of how the funds are split so that there's ability to draw.
We normally keep $2,000 in there, about $2,000, but in the last month they have bought fuel, which is $49.50.
Why does that come out of the manager's account?
Well, and because they're paying for it because it arrives.
Any checks that they personally write.
That's a separate checking account. So if they write the check, it's going to come out of that account and then need to be
not rejudged. It's maybe named incorrectly. It's not really.
So you and Linda don't write the check.
Right. If it comes out of that account, they write the check. They still submit it in to us with the receipt.
I keep track of it. I transfer the money over that they're going to need for that. And right now there's $5,000 in there because they're waiting for a container. Or maybe his
okay.
He came and we wrote a check for it. That's right. And it just hasn't been cashed yet. So that's why it's there.
So mainly items that are delivered directly to the ranch that somebody's going to expect
to
walk away.
Yeah, and sending a bill and then waiting for check and stuff. Those are the pre-approved things. He's right.
Any other questions on finances? Okay, moving on, roads and fire protection. I will mention Larry has been doing a little bit of work there. He called and I authorized him to, we have some money set aside in the budget to do some work as appropriate. And road maintenance. And so, but I told him not to go over $2,000 or $3,000 with the stuff that he was going to be doing, you know, without sending us a bill and having other updates on it. I would also say, Paul, as we have the right moisture in the roads, you know, there's those times where it's the perfect day to do blading, that John Deere needs to be tracking along pretty good on those perfect days. So I would, I don't by any means suggest that Larry should be our only road option.
Yeah, you're the only one.
You're the main road option. Larry's the backup.
To watch that moisture and the right day when the sun comes out to hit it before it dries.
So continue to do maintenance as you see fit there.
May I mention something about culvert placement? Bob Becker and Lee Beller came down. I don't think Lee was there. Grabbed a couple culverts. There was a pretty big washout out on in the Podunk area. Robert Allen has mentioned something also, some work that we need to do out there. But they've kind of taken care of it. They've placed the culverts. They did the road work with the equipment they had out there. But just for the record, a few of the culverts that we had gotten in our pile to take out there for the Arbor Road.
I think that's fine. We'll probably get a pretty good return on the investment for that. So that sounds good.
On that, Dirk, I'd almost like to say we stop putting in any culverts until we maintain and clean out the ones that are totally plugged. We spend a lot of money putting culverts in, and several of them are totally unusable.
Well,
and so we want to put in some more in the right place or the wrong place, and then have them unusable. So the board or somebody needs to decide why do we put culverts in, and then how do we maintain them? Who maintains them, or are they wasted?
Well, I think as they go across this road stuff, we need to check each one, and if it's a matter of a shovel process or a buck.
A lot of time last year after the floods, digging them out.
Well, that's with the floods coming this summer, as soon as it gets where we get around the spring, they need to be cleaned out so we don't get
a lot of them just too low. Just put in too low.
The whole line's been silted in enough, and everything's just kind of raised up.
And we ought to have some oversight when they put in culverts. So I don't know anybody that suggests other than maybe they should check with Larry. Have they already put them in?
Yeah. Well, and it was washed out to the point where you could barely get a truck.
Right.
We'll
go look at it as an example if that one's done. But I can tell you from going through a lot of the county road processes and stuff, the only way to make a lot of these culverts work anywhere is you have to raise the road.
Right.
And the culvert cannot be put in lower. The bottom of the culvert cannot be lower than the native ground around it.
Right.
And whenever we keep doing that, we're just going to be filling up culverts. And so I think a lot of these are plugged, probably going to have to be dug out and put in or decided if that was the wrong place for the culvert in the first place.
Or too small. That's the other thing. We're wasting time and money putting in too small. It's going to plug a lot.
So maybe we need a little field trip up at the ranch someday and go around and look at culverts and make some better decisions. Well, can you put that down as an action item, Linda? We need to have a culvert field trip consisting of Dale. Who else would you suggest? Paul?
I'd love to go.
Did everybody take your shovels?
Kathy?
My whole pond washed out.
John?
Gone.
I think it's very important.
Okay. So we'll wait for a little drier weather to do it. But it's really good to go look when it's still got enough mud to see what's going on. Okay. Any other items on roads and fire protection?
Who is volunteering to go look?
Huh?
Dale, Paul.
Paul and the board.
The whole board?
Yeah.
Are we all going to bring our shovels and buck boots?
Okay. Ranch activities, Shauna.
And wait till I got the cookie in my mouth.
Well, since our meeting's going to be so short, I thought I'd pass them around now until
do it quicker.
Get it done.
Okay, well, I'm going to go up there now. We have this little difference of rent being here because we were working on that trail for the motorcycles and the four-wheelers.
Brent is going to continue on
that. Yeah, we don't care if he's on the board or not.
No,
Brent's going to finish that project.
I already taught Jim. It was supposed to be open and available for this weekend's work event. He was going to take...
So we're going to put on till next week.
Next month. It was scheduled for... The second one was scheduled for next month. And said it will be ready and available for tours that day.
There was a new thing coming out, which is really cool, and it was interesting that Paul. Hey,
I think we need to have name tags.
Yeah. Yes, that's right for me. I need name tags. Anyway, we got new games. It's gonna be fun. And somebody else has suggested about doing this, and it's called Frisbee Golf. Big thing, hot thing going on in the country. And I had just been talking to somebody about doing that.
Kind of started,
3 days
before. You don't have to make anything.
Yeah,
you just have to have it out there. You can go all over the place.
That'll be
fun. How many times does it take you to get across the gulch to the other side?
Our weather has not been really great because we didn't get too much winter boarding in. We couldn't sled. So we're kind of like,
I thought of an activity.
Yeah.
That will bring in revenue.
I love this.
I like that.
You know how they sell tumbleweeds on eBay and people buy
them? You know
them?
They do.
Yeah, no, that's not what I
did it, but I know where some are.
I think
genuine DSR.
We should have a DSR tumbleweed roundup where people pay to come. They have to bring their horses. There's places to board your horses while you're here, and they can go and round up the tumbleweed.
And then we get rid of them.
And then they can take them home with them.
We can paint them.
And
can
trace them on.
Right. Paint them with wool. And they can in Scottsdale in the windows on Fifth Avenue. They use those and build Christmas trees.
Yeah. I think we're getting off track.
That's our sport. It was. Okay, that's a good
idea. Okay, Shauna.
Okay, that's where we are. Anyway, that's where we're at. We're working on. I decided we can't really expand into a whole bunch of things. We still got to get our annual activity day rolling good.
I think something should be in the newsletter or in on the website saying if you need some games down to the headquarters and we can show them some games. We have that horseshoe pit and the cornhole thing that you made. And I mean, there's a lot of
basketball.
Volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
We have volleyball.
We have
tetherball.
Yeah. There's plenty of stuff.
Do we need any tetherball?
Oh, we
volleyball. I have a question. Back in the first year when I was doing this, I made a bunch of the notebooks to go into the cabins, and you said, oh, nobody reads those anyway. I really think that's where that information needs to be, is in a book that's in the cabin that people can look at, because they're sure not going to look at the website once they're up there.
No.
And planning ahead, a lot of people don't look at the website anyway. I get lots of calls about that. But if there's a book, a guidebook in each system,
good suggestion.
They're there. Some of them go home. They like them so much, they take them home.
But they've mailed them back.
But yeah, and they're easy. And I have the masters from those that you have. I think that's where that information should be. And if we encourage on the website and in the letters that we send, look at your...
We can just make a page.
Yeah.
And we tell people to see what they put there.
Because that's where all of that is. All that
there's people that have showed up even for the... The people that actually attended our Olympic thing, some of them didn't even know that it was going on by anything that they got in the mail or on the website or email or anything. They knew when they came down to headquarters and we told them, and they said, oh,
yeah,
we'll do it. And then they came.
Well,
being the good host that we are, we can't always be there to tell them, hey, there's a new game called Frisbee Golf. So I think having a...
But if you have pictures up on the board of somebody playing it, when they arrive...
Action pictures?
Huh?
Well, we could, that's what we could stick out.
Yeah, very, very idea. Yeah, I've got that, I just wrote it down.
Totally. Take pictures of people playing these different big games and they'll ask, well, we should stop them.
Well, we want to expand mostly in doing group things.
Right.
And I think that our annual Olympics, we just have to keep moving. That's how it works. You get one going really good, and then we can expand out a little bit because we'll have too hard to have 15 million things going on. But if we do a really good one and then we keep that going, then we can start expanding. We got to get the interest first. We got to get the attention. So
are we going to do the Olympics? Like August to get, or are we going to do it in July?
When's it going to rain?
I don't know, but if we did it in...
Today.
If we did it in conjunction with 4th of July,
okay.
We could. I mean, I'm just saying that would...
Well, 4th of July doesn't work very well, but we could find a...
Why does 4th of July not work very well?
Well, because people are already... They're everywhere on the 4th of July.
But there's...
Well, that means I have to go there on the 4th of July, and that's not going to happen. Okay.
Good job, Dave Turley.
How's the snow, Dave?
Okay, we're done with the activity.
Okay, number 8, Dale, water issues.
I think all of you should go. It's really exciting. The Red Reservoir is nearly filled all the way back to the fence.
Wow.
The excellent canal that we put in from Bear Springs across is running a big head of water. Marvelous things are happening. The hidden reservoir should be full today. The Half Moon Reservoir is overflowing into the second. We built the second pond below it, so the old Half Moon Reservoir should be filled, is it? Have you checked it?
It's getting there.
Have you seen it in the last couple of days?
I've been up there in the last couple of days, no.
Okay, I think when you go, the old Half Moon will be filled. So it's twice as big as the one that we've been filling lately, and it's right brimming full.
What'd you name the new one below?
Old Half Moon.
It's the original Half Moon.
Yeah. Okay. The new Half Moon is the one that we the closer to the
road. Now we have a full moon.
Yeah. Full moon or half moon.
Hey,
okay.
That's pretty good, Chana.
Half moon, full moon.
And
Linda, I would replace all this item C with whatever new stuff.
So there's three or four streams of water flowing up there now. I think it's criminal that we're not taking care of irrigation water and spreading it and doing the things that the pioneers built ditches for and reservoirs and ponds. And I think that it's a resource that we should be using. We've walked some of the other ditches. We did build a ditch past the diversion. The diversion has been neglected, and the water has gutted it all out again. So there's a new ditch along the west side of the diversion. That's bringing water down into Half Moon right now.
To pick up the water further upstream.
Yeah. And so that's looking great. Larry spent a day in there with his backhoe below the dam and above the dam to get water flowing and then moved down toward the Half Moon field and cleaned the ditch out some more down there and then spent another half a day damming off the old Half Moon Reservoir so that it will be filled and an exciting body of water there. Big head of water is going into the hidden reservoir, and I think it should be filled. We put water in it on Wednesday. Those things are going along.
So let's kind of talk about the Red Reservoir. We don't really need to do anything. It subs out into the meadow all year long till it's empty, right?
Possibly. I hope it doesn't. I hope it'll hold water all year.
But we don't want to actively let it out and try to direct it.
No.
The Half Moon, should we be directing water there?
No, unless we get a ditch that takes it from Half Moon on down to the well fields.
Yeah. So we really have no...
There's a gap in that ditch.
How far of a ditch do you have to make?
Well, most of the ditch is there. It's always been there.
Cleaned out?
There's probably...
25, 30 yards?
There's probably 200 feet, 50 yards. There are two different places that it needs to be replaced.
Where the hill slid off.
And what?
The well field.
But all this water could be spread right now on the well field area if we were pioneers and had done our homework in getting the ditch connected.
And how
that
about
the...
It
won't take that long to do, would it?
No.
Get somebody on that?
But we have to plant.
Well, we don't even have anything planted there, and we have adequate moisture this year, probably. But what about Hidden Reservoir? Where does it? Would it eventually just go to fill up Half Moon, or does it go?
The Hidden Reservoir again leaks.
It's going to sink out the bottom.
And just dirt to look at that. I said, Larry, what would it take to do the right thing, to build a catwalk out to the? Headgate controls, and to do perk tests around the edge to try and identify where the gravel seam is that's letting the water out of that unit, and do three or four other things. And it would probably take $10,000 to make an exciting body of water out of the hidden reservoir.
Would it be one we'd just try to keep versus use for irrigation?
It was built to open the head gate and go down to Broad Hollow. There is an old ditch going down to Broad Hollow so that homestead there used to have irrigation water.
It is kind of a neat little body of water up in the trees up there.
Close to where?
Broad
Hollow.
Close to Broad Hollow.
Yeah, getting water goes to Broad Hollow.
So... In the past, they may not have cared that it leaked because they helped it leak the right direction early on.
Well, you could let it out the head gate. Those different ponds, I think, recharge the underground water supply. And when we bought the ranch, the Deer Springs spring below the ranch house was only doing about 10 gallons a minute. After we'd owned there was 2 or 3 years, it went to over 100 gallons a minute. So I think that there's a connection between valve cram filling the hidden reservoir during those first years and the increase in the spring below the ranch house. So that's kind of a report on some of the dirt moving that's been done and the system that's working. Other items that we have,
I have a question, Dale.
Yes.
On some of these projects, is there anything that I can do, in the meantime, until things kind of dry out?
Well, I don't know how busy you are doing the things, but I think that a lot of things could have been done the last 30 days in equipment and in
how do we get Larry and some of the management and Paul to understand what he's doing? And, you know, there's got to be a little bit of handwork and equipment work every year to put the water in the hidden reservoir or to cover it up so that the floods don't.
There was a few days where I dug out that culvert and soaked it up, and I dug it and got the water to move, and I followed it down. There was a few days that I did that, but
it's very expensive for Larry to have to go up and close that ditch and open the other ditch. I mean, the water management is something that needs to be done, understood. And, followed engineering practice of how you manage the water.
Can I get with Larry on some of this?
I don't know.
Well, who does? Who knows how to... Paul can't be expected to know this until he's educated. Who's going to... Do we have a calendar that says that January 1st we do this?
Well, that's...
Something has to be a part of it like that.
I think some people do know. But then I do.
Yeah, there you go.
And for the letters to come in that I'm a no good so-and-so, that I have a bunch of puppets. here. This is terrible.
I know you know. You just
terrible. No, well, they don't want me to.
But
I have letters that said they do not want.
But moving forward, for
jumping
them
in that cesspool isn't going to help any of us. So.
Well, it does make him want to do.
Well,
things.
We got to all decide. We're going to grow up and be big boys and do what we need to do, or let's go and suck our thumb. Because I'm tired of hearing some thumb suckers.
He's done that.
Okay, so but in the for right now,
yeah, I'm asking, you know, what involvement.
Yeah, well, and Paul, I'll answer that.
I mean, there was the day where it started coming down. I called my son, and he went and opened the valve so it didn't overflow. What more am I supposed
open
to do?
Open what valve?
Valve on the head gate for Hackman.
Leave it closed.
It was starting to go over.
Well, it isn't now. The dirt's high enough.
Well,
and it's going around. I
think if that's the thing
the
you
overflow,
need to be monitoring.
The overflow is accurate.
It's going to cut. If it's going to cut and you're monitoring that,
yeah.
I mean, it is designed so the overflow will go back and it shouldn't be too much of a problem. But if you're noticing even that.
Well, but we've told Paul and stuff in your updates last fall that we wanted to make sure he was monitoring some of those that, they're at the polywog pond and stuff to so they wouldn't cut. So, but that stuff we can't discuss here. Paul, you and Dale and Larry need to do an on-site visit.
Yep.
And so that you have Dale's background and knowledge of the history and know what improvements Larry's kind of been working on and understand that.
My frustration is this. I'm there all the time. If I'm not at the house, I'm up in a cabin doing something. These guys go up there and they work on these reservoirs, and I feel I should be involved a little bit just so I can get to know, hey, this is why we're doing this. So if this happens, it'll take care of itself. I need to know these things, and I'm willing to participate in that. It's been said that it's my job duty.
I don't know it.
Yeah.
But it takes a long time to educate yourself over something as massive as the water condition of the ranch.
Right.
It's got to be done on a.
Well, and you need to be trained by what they're doing, because there is things like, you know, if Larry's going up and closing a valve and then you're opening or something, I mean, that's one thing that we got to make sure that one person's kind of responsible, and some of these that were just put in the last year or so, you know, they've been researching the history and figuring out how to do it. So there's no way other than the three
of
you to get together.
And I think we got to decide how much of it is stuff that we're doing for aesthetics and scenic qualities, and how much of it we're doing for, you know, maximum irrigation potential. And I don't think got that far where, you know, for example, Hidden Reservoir we have nothing planted for it to water. However, it's a nice little scenic thing back in the trees and would become quite a nice thing and would maybe help the aquifer in the area too. But
absolutely.
So we need to go over those things on site then. Can we do that when we do the covert tour?
Definitely.
And add it to that activity?
Great. I mean, if water is going to breach something, the only way to fix it is to release a little bit of water. I mean, there was some serious water coming
out. Yeah, when those and then to monitor it and get
it. Well, we'll do it. I mean, some of it, maybe Dale even wants it to breach, so we see how well the spillway did work.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Okay, well,
absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
but
that was my responsibility to say, hey, we don't want it to breach. Let the water go. We can shut it off in a few hours and just keep an eye on it. I mean, that's kind of what you want me to do, right?
And so that's why last Wednesday we fixed the low spot.
Right.
I mean, it's fairly easy. These are so simple decisions that needs to be made by somebody who's intelligent to know what do we need to do next to make the dam safe and to make the overflows work. And yes, that dirt had settled some, according to Larry, so that it was dangerously low. He worked on it 2 weeks ago. Maybe we don't want to pay him, but maybe we do. And then the work that we did on Wednesday kind of finished the job up. So I think it's good and solid now. So, yeah, I think we're making it.
I would love to see how the water comes in at the top of the Red Reservoir and how it actually
functions all the way through the ranch.
Absolutely.
He likes to show you.
I understand. The board, do you understand it, Ben?
I think I do.
But you grew up with it. Do you
We're
asking.
I mean, I like most of the dishes, so that's the thing. Is where they're mostly trying to reestablish what was there 100 years ago or 80 years ago or whatever, you know, and we're still, now we've got the ponds. We didn't have a lot of these ponds for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
Now we've got the ponds, but we're still lacking in some of the ditches to actually beneficial use, but even catching the runoff to sediment back into the aquifer is beneficial. But we should, to drive up through and do a water tour from top to bottom or bottom to top, you know.
I love that. Go to the top of the bottom.
It's even more than that. The pioneers studied that thing, and they respected water and needed the land to produce. I don't know how many of you know one of the finest man-made canals in Kane County is on Deer Springs Ranch. And I'm not sure anybody in this room, other than maybe Ben, knows where it is.
I know what you're referring to, but and it's one that hasn't had any water.
Another reservoir that we haven't put a drop of water in that's a part of that system. And so, yeah, we need to make the decisions and to move on some of those items, because it is, if the pioneers built those dams with a team of horses, why shouldn't we take 3 or 4 hours with a backhoe and keep them usable?
Absolutely. Well, Dale, I'm a new man on this totem pole. I don't understand all, and I'm fascinated with the water, the use of it. I'm fascinated with the history of it. If you could put together a presentation to us, maybe I'm the only one who doesn't know it, but we all need to understand, if we're going to vote on water and vote on putting money, then we need to understand the purposes. Like, I don't know what the polywogs do. I don't know what, just like you said, I don't understand it. So could you, could we do that? Could we do that as a group?
Dirk, I think maybe you could answer. Even before, if we can't next month or something, because it's very time consuming to drive, you know, to one end of the ranch. I mean, some of that,
even if
we could Google Earth and you can easily see the hidden reservoir. Dale could walk through and point, and you'd say, oh, okay, I recognize that's above the cabins, and okay, I see the three fish ponds, and I know where those are, and in relation to that, I didn't know there was a reservoir across the valley and down a ways or something.
I brought a map that was expanded that I paid for to show where that is. And it's been the joke of Deer Springs Ranch ever since. So I'm not sure I want to bring another map.
Can you put it on a CD and we can project it onto the
wall? Yes.
He can point it out.
But it doesn't need to be there. It can be on it.
It can be on the map. All we need to do
is
the big laminated one.
Okay, so we don't take a lot more time on this.
Okay.
I asked for a private pipeline easement that I would like the board to vote on. So that some work can get on a pipeline. And that was in harmony with some of the recommendations that Jody Akers and others had made. And I don't know why it isn't on the agenda for a vote tonight. And I would like to ask that be done. And then I'd like to go on to Meadow Canyon.
This easement,
water
as I saw it, was an easement that went from the meadow just to connect your pipeline system into the lower lots?
Yes. Vance did we've sent him maps that we bought from Rosenberg, and he has done whatever he wants to do with them. I think we finally got them all transmitted to him, and he asked a question, where is this easement supposed to be? And he drew it on one of the maps, which is not at all where we want it to be.
Well,
if I can find it here, I will share that with you. He's asking whether, well, let me tell all of you. All of you know where the corner is of lot 161 above the Red Reservoir.
The northeast corner of 161?
The northeast corner of 161. My letter to the board was go east 1,000 feet, which would drop off the mountain down into the wet meadow. And then we go along the west edge of the wet meadow all the way down to lot 111. Sam thought we may want to go on that old fence line, the ATV trail up across the mountain.
Too no, that's for work. And
then high up down. Huh?
Isn't that too?
Too much up and down.
Too much up and down.
From that corner, 1,000 feet to the east or the north?
No, east, toward the wet meadow.
How close is the foot of that road? Is that halfway between the corner of the lot and the road?
Okay. The road goes along this way.
We have a map.
Then it goes up to the corner and then go east from there. It doesn't go east. I mean, it doesn't go north. It goes.
Yeah, I can show you on Dirk so you can see it on Google Earth.
Well, it's real life. You can see the red reservoir right here. So the road comes up around DSR Gate and comes along the red reservoir and heads up Pipeline Canyon. He's talking being able to come along these lots in the easement, and then from this point, this piece of land is owned by the association. He's saying go straight east to here along the edge of the meadow and coming down along the meadow below the cabins to access his lots here.
This is Vance Green's map here. Here's a red reservoir.
Okay.
Here's the corner. I say go across here about 1,000 feet to the meadow, down the edge of the meadow, which is level, usable, until we come down to the fish pond area and lot 111. Simple, easy. Don't go across the mountain. It's up and down, and it would never
Do you have any resistance going from this corner, the 200-300 feet north along this fence line straight off, and then staying along here instead of putting a cut?
No problem.
There.
No problem.
Necessary.
No.
You know.
In fact, I said in my letter.
There's already the road most of the way along here.
That's right.
Around is that here? The ATV trail? That's the regular road.
No, the ATV trail is on this yellow line.
Okay. That's kind of where the fence line is, but this last dirt work, then more of one was along this base.
Yeah, we built kind of an ATV trail along this side.
No, it has to be referred to. But it was the one that just put in the last year or so with that work, Meadow Canyon.
Along
the
fence
line,
right, okay. Mm-hmm.
I said in my letter, we will give you a legal description later soon. But you have to go here and come along the area that's already disturbed would be smarter than coming directly east.
Now, where does it end? So it ends at 111?
Yes.
And the purpose of this dale is to take water from the red reservoir?
I have a well and an 80,000-gallon water tank, and I want to get water down to my lot 111. Somebody said, stupid, use your own water and your own pipeline and serve your own lot. Leave us alone. So I said, fine, we'll do that. So it's just a matter of going from the Red Reservoir at lot 161. However, I can't tell you exactly where is the easiest way, you know, to come down through. I know generally, but it will not be on this old fence line.
Okay, well, let's set some parameters then. Let's say that you're going to go north here on the fence line to stay within that existing disturbance until you get down basically at the edge of the meadow where the existing roadway was bladed in here and re-bladed in here recently along that alignment.
Yes.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion to accept allowing a, should we say, a 100-foot construction easement and a 25-foot maintenance ongoing easement to allow that to be put in?
That would be more than enough.
Okay, I will make that in the form of a motion.
I will second that.
All in any discussion on this motion?
Going down into the wet meadow, I'm just curious, because we're all learning about water. Is it going to be at the bottom of the meadow?
It'll be right at the interface.
At the edge of the trees.
Well,
not come out in the meadow.
That's why I wondered, because if it was in the bottom of the meadow, then...
You can come over here and look at these maps.
Is it going to be higher than that?
Right. You can come and look at these maps if you'd like
to. I did, but I can't tell.
So there's going to be a lot of trees.
Mayor, and I'll point to you.
A lot of trees clearing.
No trees. No trees.
That's what I said. If they go north along that fence line, then
it's in the area where Paul should have been mowing willows.
So that
helps us all understand.
So if this occurs, then that would be reestablished as a road when he gets through.
Well, they pushed the road through there.
They would
drink
it down the middle of the road, and so you would drive under the ATV trail road.
Over
there. Right.
So if anybody, is this something that not only Dale can do? If I came and wanted to do this, I get permission. This is not something that.
Well, I think you'd need to have a need for it.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah. Okay, keep in mind a couple of things there. So that we don't get a lot of tangents here. Number one, within the association, by virtue of the bylaws of the organization, every member is entitled to a certain amount of water rights and use of water. And I think that we need to facilitate that. Where we got a couple of hang-ups on our last two issues, Leaf Spring and Meadow Canyon, was developing association water rights. So Dale's not asking to do that with this. He's just asking for an easement to facilitate water rights he already owns and to wells he already owns. So I really don't see that there are any downside to the association in us allowing an easement along a roadway that we already have, that he would be responsible to restore back to a roadway that we continue to use. So is that simple enough?
I just miss in the motion what we were talking width-wise or whatever.
I just said a 100-foot construction easement. I doubt if he'd probably not do that, but just backing equipment back and forth, you're going to need some room.
But usually that's not addressed in the.
What about
whatever you need to do to construct, as long as it's returned to its basically natural state, and any fences that are cut and those kind of things are returned, you know, the overall easement, you know, then shouldn't be more than a typical 16 foot wide or something. That
I said 25 feet.
25 minimum.
What about depth in the pipe? Is that going to be an issue?
That's what they always
be down there pretty far.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned, like that water line that goes up in the caverns. When that was
placed, dig a trench out.
Probably placed pretty deep, but with all the erosion,
it was not placed, never placed deep enough.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I don't think there's any regulation.
You said that, but
3 feet
probably.
We're going
4 feet
on everything
because of the frost line. Okay, what width would you ask for then, Dale?
20 foot.
Okay, Ben couldn't do 25, but he can do 20. Okay, I rescind my motion and change it to a 20-foot easement with no definition of a construction easement, but with the stipulation that he will return the area back to its pre-construction conditions so much as possible.
And allow willows to grow back in.
And while you're doing it, you have to at least take care of the willows.
In a 20-foot
easement.
Guaranteed.
We
don't
want
the willows.
No. Any willows grow on that, then it's Dale's fault.
Yeah, we're going to
want any willows.
Okay, what is our second?
I said second.
Okay, is there still a second?
Can we restate the motion? Because I missed the whole thing. I'm sorry I took it.
Oh, but now you changed it.
Okay,
well, I'm just saying.
I'll restate the motion.
I'm happy to vote
one
against it.
Okay, will you read back the motion, Linda?
Good eye, buddy.
Any pipeline easements in the northeast corner of lot number 161 to the east 1,000 feet to the wet meadow down the west end of the wet meadow to lot number 111.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, let's restate it.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Already gone.
So we're already off of the direction.
Yeah, because you moved forward out into the meadow at Redwood.
Yeah, we're not doing it the original proposed alignment because that would cause additional disturbance.
Let me change that then.
From the northeast corner of lot 161.
Going north.
That's what I have.
Right.
Directly north.
You want me to just draw it quickly on a map?
Yeah, but just
what,
it's got to go in the motion written. That's what we've got to follow up with the maps and the actual agreement. North till, you know, off the hill and out of the trees.
Okay.
Then following the tree line ATE road south and easternly, easter and southernly. To
hold on. Let's make sure she's keeping up with you.
Okay.
Along the west edge of the meadow.
Are you thinking here coming along the dike and then coming, you know, into the same road?
After
the road into that
where Ben stopped talking.
What dike?
Yeah.
No, we stay on the...
Right, okay, sorry, here.
West side.
But
just come by the old hidden cabin.
We're not going into the...
Come in here
on the hillside, on the west side of the meadow.
That's, I thought you'd come down.
Down the west end of the west meadow. To lot number 111.
West edge.
Right. Edge, not end.
West, not end.
West edge.
West edge of the hood.
Of the west.
And then, into lot 111... Using current DSROA roadway. Right?
Right.
Using current DSROA roadway. Not what Vance has drawn.
Okay.
And I seconded that.
20 foot in width.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry?
20 foot in width.
Easement.
Oh, yeah. 20 foot easement. 20 foot maintenance easement.
Forget the maintenance, just 20-foot easement.
20-foot easement. No definition of construction easement.
No, take that out.
And not put that in.
Not put that out.
Okay. But we'll be, underneath the bus, we'll return the area to the original condition.
So far as possible.
So far as possible, you want that is?
Right. He's going to take out some willows that aren't going to be returned.
I haven't said anything about the willows in.
They will be. And a nice flat road to plant.
Okay. 4 foot deep.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care if it freezes, it's his problem.
I know, but.
But
you're going to have an ATV route, and there's pipe exposed. I mean, he's already said 4 feet.
We've had that problem on the piping of the hill.
Right. How he installs the pipe is his business.
Right.
We're just doing the easement, and the easement is on that described 20 feet. And it, so.
It's not an abomination. Now, that's what I wanted to make clear for the recording, because it's not an abomination.
That's why we said the west edge.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, so do we have any motions of then for this to be followed up?
I seconded.
With the map and the legal description, you know, that's so that if anybody wants to know once
okay,
they're there.
No. Yeah, tell her.
Okay.
No.
So follow the map and legal description.
Yeah, Dale will
okay.
Present to the board the legal description, map, and easement document.
I don't present to the board. That's now. He just needs to prepare.
Oh, somebody wants
for signature.
Yeah.
Just make a request if when he crosses, which I believe 111 is on the southern part of that road that goes up to the cabins.
Right.
When it crosses that road, is it possible to get a little deeper, just for future development in that area?
Well, there's going to be crossing some of the water line that goes to the fish pond now that doesn't run anymore. They're going to cross that. They've got to make sure those pipes don't.
If it's down, you know, a little deeper, five, six feet somewhere in that area where future development, if we're cutting that road down a little bit, if we're doing whatever, we know that pipeline is low.
Well, where do we want to put in the other cattle guard?
Yeah, in that area. It's probably going to cross right there, I'm guessing.
So I'm sure we can consider those things as
well. Well, you just need to make sure that they where I don't even know where the current cattle
we,
guard
we
is.
We should cut the grade of the new road where
that should be rough graded in this process or before the cattle guard is kind of prepped, at least roughly. But the requirement to get down below the freeze and stuff is
that is on choice.
Yeah.
So
posted on the website?
No. Okay. So, Linda, back to what does the last sentence say?
To follow with the legal description map in the easement document.
To be executed.
Yes. To be executed, period.
And recorded.
Recorded at the county?
Okay. Okay. Other additions to the motion?
Nada.
Any discussion on the motion?
I think we have a lot of fun on some good, positive things at the ranch. You could all get in harmony. I think it's fun to talk about them and give all the details necessary to anybody who, you know, is interested. And I think we'd all get excited about some nice improvements at Deer Springs.
Any other discussion on the motion?
Yeah, Dirk, can I cut in for a second?
Yes.
Some thought, you know, the mechanics of this thing, by the way, it would work on the road that I showed. You'll just have to add some air reliefs and some valves at the low spots. The reason I brought the road into play is I think you'll get it'd be a lot easier to get buy-in from people rather than when they see you from Meadow Canyon on the other side digging along the other side of the wet meadow, they're going to go, what, as they drive around. And I wasn't sure where you were going to go. But anyway, what will be the ranch's responsibility for this thing? And let me explain a little further. I understand why he wants to connect the lots. He owns the lots. Edson owns one lot. As you sell those lots off, Dale, and say you sell all those lots off and the pipeline no longer serves a lot that you own down there, what's the status of the system at that point?
Vance, let me take my take on this. Across the back of my property where I live, then Darkane Power, the power company, and South Central, the phone company, have an easement. I have no responsibility whatsoever of how they run their system and how they maintain it. If it goes defunct or is broken or cut in half, I couldn't care less. If they need to access it, I have to give them reasonable access to maintain it. Beyond that, I didn't give them anything other than an easement across the property, which is standard in any community anywhere. In this case, DRSROA's involvement is granting an easement to a member's request. What is done beyond that has no binding liability of any case that I know of on DRSROA.
And I would add, let me add something, Vance. The more we want to define it, the more we can incur liability. So I would personally not choose to define it whatsoever.
Well, and that's fine until you have a catastrophic break and all 80,000 gallons of tank, say, wash out the Upper Cabins Road.
And we will deal with that when it comes.
Right. Other end of the stick is
the easement. I would say this, the easement will be, I'll amend the motion to make the easement pertinent to the lots, not to Dale.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. And you also, and I'd like to add, the pipeline, how you want to route it and what you want to do makes perfect sense to me, but I'm thinking a little further ahead than that to the, you know, how is the service agreement to those lots going to work when we're talking about a member running a water system rather than the ranch running a water system?
We're just not going to get involved in that, I don't think, from the ranch's standpoint.
Okay. So there will be, if anybody buys those lots, it will be up incumbent on Dale to explain to them how the water gets to them and who's responsible.
Right. Vance, that's the other thing. On my lot over in Crawford that is on the Phil Hall system, I paid and hooked up to Phil's system and other lots. You know, that lot, line I believe has been run nearly 2 miles down that canyon, but it was in existing DSRA roadway, so that easement was already in existence. He did not have to create a new one,
right.
But the association has not been at all involved. If it doesn't function or needs maintenance, it goes back to those members that own those lots and are interested in having water flow. The only difference here is there's not an easement along that west, you know, it's just an undefined ATV trail, so that the legal description, actual easement document would need to be created for those lots.
Understood. And like I said, the easement issue is, I know what you're going for there. It's just more of say you're a new owner buying into one of those lots down by 111. It would be difficult for you to understand the mechanics and the politics of who you're actually getting your water from when you're not getting it from the ranch if you're a new buyer.
Yeah.
If you guys are willing to handle the explanation, or Dale is as the water operator, he's had lots of experience in this. This is just something going forward that the association doesn't want to get hung on the hook for, because they're not.
Right. That's why, like Dirk says, recording of the easement and attachment to those lots is critical, so when they're sold, through the process of having a title report and, you know, that will show that easement there and the responsibility of the system as not being a DSROA issue.
Yeah, fair enough. And that actually needs to go with, it needs to go as a disclosure, obviously.
Right.
Well, same as the Podunk system. Same as the Phil Hall system, same as several other lots where they've shared wells and other things. And so I just don't want the association at this point to be encumbered by any of that.
Exactly right. Or at any point going forward.
Exactly.
And I'm not privy to those agreements that other people have. So the only one I ever saw was the agreement to hook to the lower water system, which was written fairly specifically because DDW was involved.
Right, and I don't think we'll have any privy to this one either, other than the knowledge that we signed an easement.
Okay.
Nor any oversight or implied responsibility as a result.
Okay. If you've got agreements like this in place and they're working, then fair enough. Again, you know, I'm not involved in any of them, so I didn't know about them.
Yeah. All right, any other discussion on the motion? Call for question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any who oppose? Okay, vote passes unanimously. Okay, next issue, we are down to...
Can I continue?
20 minutes total for the rest of the agenda.
Can I continue my report?
If you're very fast.
Vance, ask a question specifically demanding that is Clarkson Investment still interested in the development of the Meadow Canyon Spring? We wrote back to him and said, yes, we were, but we had been voted out, so we're really not involved at the present time. Some are still writing letters for and against that effort. Jody Akers has written to the engineers demanding that she have all the paperwork and letters and everything that Jim has offered. And Vance has gotten with Phil Hall about somebody else to come in and develop the springs. I would sure recommend that they move forward on the well field well with Alma Fletcher and get that well up and running and in the irrigation mode. I would recommend that they also have whoever comes in to look at Leaf Spring and Cabin Spring, and even have the government agency review Cabin Spring and find out whether it's renovatable. There's letters that say that it is acceptable. So I would recommend that happen. I think the pipeline, I've asked for 2 or 3 years for the aluminum hand lines to be picked up all over the ranch for use in the well field. I just saw two other piles this last week up there. I hope that the well field can be irrigated, that the well can be activated, and that the hand lines can be picked up. And so with that, and the active role that some others want to play, I would like to resign from the Meadow Canyon Committee so that they can go ahead and deal with the engineers or whoever else on the Meadow Canyon, taking the note that's in our minutes that when the board voted to rescind the authorization for us to be actively involved, followed your analysis that said if that happened, we would withdraw. We 100% will withdraw our financial support and our membership on the committee. We'll be happy to still share the maps and give some ideas as to what our system plan was and could be if that ever should move forward. So that's kind of the end of our report, that we'll kind of govern ourselves accordingly.
Very good. I would like to make another motion that is going to be a little off the cuff and out of the box. In regards to the Jody Acres water system, where she has also requested a similar easement across association property of Broad Hollow, and at their own expense to transfer the water that they have water rights in from the spring there to those lots, and by virtue of the fact that the association seems somewhat unable as an organization to move forward with the development of the spring there, that we extend to them the same terms. Are we writing this, Linda?
We're making a motion.
I'm trying to get the gist of what you're going to say so I can write it down, yes.
That we would extend to them the same terms as we just extended to Dale for an easement along a acceptable route through the Broad Hollow area to connect into the spring to those lots and allow that organization the permission to move through with development of that spring.
Their water rights.
Of their water rights, with the caveat that they recognize the association also has water rights in that spring that need to be preserved and outlet extended for the cattle watering or other uses of that.
I think that's fine. The water, the Deer Springs Ranch water right is superior, is senior to theirs, and work has been done over the years with the state engineer as to the use of that water, and that needs to be considered and protected for someone more than the 3 or 4 people who would have the junior water right.
Well,
right, and so again, that's why I put the with the caveat that those things be respected.
Well, and I don't know that at this point your motion is development of the spring. It is for an easement from their water right point of diversion.
No, my motion is to allow them to develop the spring, respecting the fact that we have also water rights in that spring that need to come out as our own output from that spring. It's proved up on it now. Theirs, however, is not, but the existing one is proved up. So that means that they have to respect the fact that they're going to have to put out an output that had the flows associated with the ranch's water rights and not do anything that would negatively affect that flow.
So if there's not enough water there to serve the company's DSROA water right, then their junior water rights may not be liquid.
Correct.
And have they already had the engineering done so they know that there has to
they,
be...
They do not, and they're probably not until we're going to give them permission. But I think if we give them permission, they can then move forward with that. And frankly, I don't think that we're ever going to get together enough. I mean, the ideal thing would be that the association would develop the spring, measure it, monitor it, and then they would be in a position to hook up to it. But I don't think that we have the energy, horsepower, or finances to do that. And so I'm not willing to see them be held hostage to that for another season.
But they would need to develop it according to required standards.
Yes. So also add to that that the development of the spring would need to be done in accordance with DEQ standards.
I didn't catch the number.
DEQ.
So how about the rest of the piping, though?
I think from there on out, it's theirs just the same as we did with Dale's.
Exactly. Okay. Wanted to hear you say it, Dirk.
Yep. Okay. Any other? Is there a second to my motion?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any other discussion? Call for question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay.
I was looking for a letter here. They came in with the survey that had response to some of the things that we are doing with water rights.
All right. Well, now we're expediting on through the rest of the meeting and the next 11 minutes.
I'm going to have to talk really quick.
I'd like to clarify. I'd like to clarify. I'm Dale Chris, whether that's just off the committee or as chairman of the water.
I understood it to be a resignation of the Meadow Canyon
committee
and commitment. But is that correct? Okay.
You're not resigning and in charge of the chairman of the water.
I would be happy to continue chairman of the water committee.
Okay.
It's the Meadow Canyon system that
good clarification.
I know where it is. Let me get that clarification too.
His resignation is for the Meadow Canyon project and committee. Okay. Any other things on water, Dale?
I don't think so.
Okay, agriculture.
Wait. Are we skipping down? I want to ask about water runoff management at the bottom of the
We talked about that quite a bit already. And we're going to have a field trip up there.
We're all going to party.
I heard that part, but I walked again last time I was there. The bottom of the well field, we're going to end up with the little rat. Going to hit up the middle of the well field unless we do something as soon as possible.
Oh, erosion.
Yeah, erosion. That's what I'm talking about.
I think a lot of the water is being contained with Half Moon Reservoir.
That's only 2 or 3 days worth.
Right.
Well, he's talking about we've got an erosion cut going up through the well field that needs to be healed over and managed.
And if we keep pushing this and pushing this, we may dodge the bullet again this time, but the wash has moved towards the garden cabin to the point where it's within a spitting distance. And we're going to have the same issue right up to the middle of the well field unless we do something about it. Dump a load of rocks there, a couple of big loads or whatever it is, but we've got to do something. We've talked about it before, and the can just keeps getting kicked down the road.
Okay, let's look at it. So as soon as it's dry this spring, to do stuff before the summer rains and make sure we have that reinforced riprap. Willows planted? Transplant those willows.
But I think following Turley's, I think the ditches to give some protection, the erosion stop, and putting water where it is, I think we're looking at $40,000 or $50,000 worth of effort. And we can keep saying, let's put it off. One of these days, we've got to...
We're going to have that gun cabin on still.
That's right.
If we don't do something about it.
I think the work that was done right before I got there, I forgot who did that, all that work right there, really helped out, but it needs to continue down and back.
Taylor Button and Barbara.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's probably the perfect spot for some obnoxious cement culverts that are having a hard time finding a home for.
Are those ugly ones I want to move over there? Can they go there?
I think that would be a good combination.
Aren't the culverts workable?
They're so hard to move.
Well, and they've taken they've taken the good ones, and most of the ones that are left are not usable as culverts.
But they're ugly.
Work on that.
Okay, let's move on.
What do you think about that, Dave?
We need to do it.
It's a start.
So is that an action? We do that as an action thing?
Yes. On the cleanup. Only cleanup next month.
Well, that was one of the things that on my list of things to move. Okay. I just want them somewhere hidden.
Well, we'll hide them
anywhere.
As well-placed erosion protection in that. In first of all, the garden canyon cabin is probably the highest priority, and the well field the second priority.
Okay.
Add that as actions, Linda.
I did.
Very good.
Can you plant things that will help erosion control?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know they talked about it at the cattleman's workshop on Wednesday.
Trees.
The tree in your front yard. Silver maple.
Well, evergreens would actually be the very best. But
how hard is it?
On top?
Yeah.
How hard is it for us to?
Not hard.
Do we still have to be able to water them, though, to make them dry?
Well, I was talking even the bottom. Where they would get water.
And that's so wide right there in the well field. I don't know. About down by the garden cabin.
Or at least in that low spot in the middle where.
Yeah.
I think it's a good place to start.
And get some equipment down in there.
Well, and a lot in the well field, just like in my farm, I took out all the ditches recently and basically made pretty sizable dam areas. So it's really, I think, the summer rains that threaten those, not the winter runoff, right?
It's the monsoon season, flash flooders.
So we need enough retention in that big long well field that we're not just flooding. I don't know if that's even possible.
How big do the trees have to be to plant them to get them started?
We'll look at it up there.
Okay. Agriculture and wildlife. I'm moving on. Willow mowing, get it done. Seeding effort. We've had a lot of correspondence. Is the turnips planted?
Yeah.
Dang.
Looks good.
The
field looks great.
That set bolt that's in there.
Yeah.
Like stripped it out.
Now you got it fixed.
I got a new bolt. Got a new. Yeah.
Okay. As soon as you can get back on that, get those in.
Wanted to get it in before this moisture.
Yeah. And Another thing I mentioned to Doug Hunt, he would have...
I think turnips.
Turnips.
Turnips?
Yes. As a forage crop.
Is that the seed that we recently bought?
Yes.
Turnips and wild rye.
And what is that?
That's what I'm thinking of, wild rye.
Turnips is a forage that the cattle will eat that what grows above ground. And
so
you
can
dig up and think of all the food storage you can do there on that.
And we're going to have a party with baked turnips.
But you can have all turnips there. You'll probably find some good recipes there.
We'll find something.
Yeah.
Green.
Okay. Doug Hunt, I've talked to him about him having range of the ranch this year and encouraging him to bring all the cows he can and will. And also about the fact that, in theory, this fall, we will be doing some seeding that he may have to get cows off of, may have to have cows off of it for the next season after it. So we'll kind of see how things go. But it's going to be kind of an active experiment this year to see how cows eat sunflowers or how much we need to mow or spray them and to see what's really available, but probably half of our areas from the assessments we did last year will be able to be productive without reseeding. One of the things that I've pushed him on is bringing enough cows in that we feel like we're utilizing the ranch, and he has a long-term lease on the ranch, and one of the things that he volunteered, which I think is worthy of looking at, is that he would just pay an annual flat fee each year rather than a per AUM. So he could pay a higher amount, for example, than he historically did, or even that he may put cows on for the next couple of years. But it gives him kind of a pretty good placeholder to know that as he builds up his herd that he's got the place reserved. And so I think if you think that's a good idea, I should pursue a discussion with him on that and kind of see, well, how many cows could you bring on this year? How much money would that bring in? If you'd be willing to pay a couple $1,000 more than that on an annual basis, And that would then give us kind of a known amount. We wouldn't be counting horns and how many months and anything. We would just know we'd get that set amount. It'd probably work in our benefit.
Well, we need to know how many they'll reports to the BLM.
We'll still have to track what's on the BLM.
We'll have to track everything. I mean, you could throw 500 cows out there and everything would be fine, but you have to watch overgrazing and those zones that we've talked about, moving them from zone to zone.
Of course, it's all in his incentive to do all of those things. But for us, we're trying to get rabble.
At least in the lot.
I think we were pushing 200 last year total between the Hunt's cows and the Johnson's cows.
Right, but the Johnson's, a lot of them were just young heifers.
Right.
Well, were we anywhere near 200?
It's pretty close to 200.
It was, at least for a while. But again, we had 80 young heifers of Johnson's, and we had Hunt with like 120 head out there, something like that. So we were pushing around 200, and 200 would be a good number.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that Hunt would be willing to commit to 200, but I think if we can at least have a discussion with him to look at a flat rate fee, it's probably going to give us more money than we'd get otherwise in the next few years.
What about a flat rate fee for us? What about the BLM? I mean, is that something that
we... Irregardless, we're going to have to pay the BLM based on our agreements of AUMs, which is a pittance compared to what we can bring in.
We agree.
And it's okay with the BLM that they be under his brand or our brand? Or
it is. Not the Forest Service, but we don't have Forest Service, so.
Not grazing on the Forest Service.
Well, we're not supposed to.
And are the fences our responsibility or their responsibility?
The fences are our responsibility at the moment.
That was in the original agreement.
Right. Based on his higher rate, that was what our responsibility was.
So what are we going to do on 100 miles of fences?
We're going to keep working them over every year.
We need that before the cattle come this summer.
Well, we're in better shape than we ever have been in the last 10 years, as far as I know. And they're still going to need to be.
Zero cows got in.
Going to need to be
on the south end.
South end.
On the south end, where we work over.
Yeah.
We still have a lot of work to do on the north end.
Right.
And we still have Taylor budget stuff and all that stuff, but that's all assumed from this, I think. The question is just, does that sound like an idea worth pursuing?
Yeah.
I like the flat rate idea. I'm doing that on another ranch where they want to hold it, but they keep coming fewer and fewer ahead. We're going to have to institute at least a minimum or a flat rate because they are occupying it. You really can't. It's difficult to run two operators and would, you know, just soon have what dug in there, but they had to generate enough revenue to make it worth it.
Revenue you can count on.
I think the most we ever brought in cattle revenue before was around 4,000.
Yeah.
And since Doug, we've been up to over 7,000 last year.
For a long time. It's nothing like it was.
And
back
yeah.
in the good old days for 10 years, our income was 18,000 a year.
It was the budget was 12,000 when I
when we were doing our own cows.
No, we were doing the gardeners and emu graft.
So I think if we can get up from 7 to 10 or 12 or something like that, it would be worth pursuing.
Or 18,000.
Well, we agree. What was different back then? Why that we had 300 head?
Well, we had all.
You know, we had in the matter of work we were putting into the fences.
Yeah. And we had forest.
And our staff
yeah, we
did some of the work on it.
We did have the forest.
I was one of your slave members. And I was happy to do it.
You didn't know your name.
Okay, and agriculture report.
I'd like to make a statement. At the ranch, I finally got the disc, the pins, the right pins to go on the Kubota. So we can do a lot of discing. And just some of the other implements that we have out there I'm actually putting to use. And I think if we're bringing in more revenue, I think putting it back into the ground and in fences, I think, is a good way to go. Put a little bit of seed in the well field. Maybe next year I can do the well field north a little more and just kind of keep expanding it. Those sunflowers are noxious.
They sure are pretty, though.
They are pretty for a few months. But
we'll keep one field of them for those lovers. They can go wander.
I think putting that money back into the ground is beneficial.
I think there's probably another 150 acres of brush that we should take off from a good stand of grass that's underneath it.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So I really hope that we can mow another 150 acres of sagebrush.
Leaf Spring area right in there is my next.
Beautiful areas.
Great.
Hey, Kathy.
Well, we're done.
Go, let's go.
Oh, you have 5 minutes.
I have 5 minutes. Okay. We went out to the ranch yesterday and reviewed what Paul and Nancy and everybody's got done, and it's phenomenal. Just entering through the gate with that climbing wall down and all the stuff that's been done and the new way that they've rigged up the garbage dump is phenomenal. You don't even get it. It's great. So the comfort stop is just phenomenal. It's all torn apart right now, going good. We've got all the products. This would have been a great.
I thought the pictures looked good.
It really looks good. And if we would have worked this weekend instead of had snow, oh, it would have been great. But the fence is coming down. The fence around the cabin is all down. It's really looking good. So I think the pictures, the posters that I made to begin with when we started this, the first program is going to make a huge difference when we redo those pictures in. So the next weekend is May 13th, 14th, and 15th. So that's going to go. But we're also talking.
It's okay.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Am I talking too loud?
No.
Okay. We looked at the bulletin board today to what to do with it, and we're just going to, looks like we're just going to repaint it, resurface the base of it, and the thing that opens and closes is broken. It's the one where the hinges are broken. And we're looking for someone who'll take that bulletin board and decorate it up really nice with some activity, what activities go on, we need somebody to take that on as assignment. We'll work with them. And we need somebody
Is it being moved at all?
No.
We talked about moving it in the store, moving it up at the front gate. I think we're going to keep it right there.
I don't even know for sure. The old one was south facing, but when you put pictures and stuff on it, if it was where the sun doesn't hit it, north facing, you know, if not, then they only last a month or two before they're so faded.
Okay.
It looks pretty good. The stuff that's been on there,
people use it all the time.
The welcome.
Strangers come up with it because they want to know where they are. Or there's a bath right there. Right. Okay.
The welcome stuff I put up last year still got color in it, so that's good. So we're doing really good. Everything's great. We've got new windows. We've got new tile. We've got all sorts of materials there to go. We just have to get the labor out there. So it's really exciting to see the changes going. One question, and I'm done, so I don't have much. Dennis McCullough called today and asked me if I would ask you if it's legal for him to put a for sale sign up on his lot.
Yep.
Who is that?
Dennis McClellan.
However, it's not in accordance with his listing agreement, but yes.
Oh. Are you in the letter?
Yeah.
Okay. So, not in accordance with his listing agreement, so he can't put it up? Tell me.
It has nothing to do with the association. But I would suggest that he talks to me. If a lot is listed, just in short, any advertising that's put on it needs to be an ERA sign. So I can put a sign up for him.
Okay, well, that's what he's thinking, I think.
Yeah,
he's just asking the association if
so
you
the
can.
Association.
But yeah, the bylaws don't allow trespassing signs, but marketing signs are allowed.
Yeah. Okay, as long as it's on his property. Directional signs like in corners and stuff, we don't do that? How do we do that?
Island banners.
Well, not as far
as... It's up to the landowner and... most of them are other neighbors' lots. They should ask permission of that, but the association does not prevent it.
Okay, great. All right. 2.5 minutes. Pretty good.
Very good. Okay.
Is the fence still sitting there that got pulled down?
Yeah, only because weather and the roads and where to put it. I think I'm going to cut it out and burn it, basically.
When we go out there to repaint,
isn't that wood to be burned instead of just, is that what you're going to do? Is it going to be added to a firewood pile, or is it just going to be piled in a heap and burned?
No.
Are those logs, or are they flat?
They're flats.
I got somebody who wants
them. Tell them to come get them this next week, because they're getting cut up. The reason why I'm burning them is they're rotten on the ground, a foot up.
When we go for our field trip, Colt, I'd love to have a view of what we're doing and input as far as fencing and. There's a place in the play area. I think we ought to do more with filling with sand, get it a little deeper, keep it more cultivated up, because you can't keep ahead of those weeds out there. The more we have to sand and the kids that are in that area and the new, I don't know where it's coming from, but really be nice to have some decent play activity, some play equipment up there, because that up there is...
I proposed that to the bird, I think, last year. And I had a price and everything. I think next year's budget, we should put that in.
It's really a mess.
Let's look at what you got. I have some really cool commercial stuff. That's just, maybe people want to donate.
$1,500.
We could get some donation after your kids about grown it. There's a space between them and grandkids. We could have it.
Okay, and then how about the rest of the fence on the north end of the, in front of the ranch house? Is that still there? Is it
still
north end? Yeah,
the gate
is north. Right in front of our house?
Yeah.
The wire's still up. But the wood, there was wood last time I was there.
Just on the, next to the gate going out that way.
Okay, I just wondered. If at least all that junk could be cleaned up, or that
much. It's all going to be, I have the materials. I was supposed to pick it up day before yesterday, but with the weather, I didn't want to drag the wood out there to have it sit on the trailer and get it wet. So.
And the fence is not laying around. The fence is still
out is in a pile.
Yeah, it's
just gone.
Well, but these woods, if we're still trying to decide what to do with it, either do something or cut it up and, you know, if some's given away or whatever, but it's just junk sitting there still. And then the other thing was, have we decided on the fence?
Well,
the type of fence, right?
The type of fence we decided, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, question, roof guy.
Yes, sir.
We're remodeling the comfort stop. That south end needs to be re-roofed.
And that's
if I give you some measurement, do you think we have enough?
We do.
Okay.
We've got the material. We just need to, once we get our pipes figured out, if we have different vent pipes.
I took a couple vents out.
Yeah.
One big 3-inch.
Okay.
So we do have a separate bathroom, which we talked about last time, with the dressing area, larger family dressing area, with a separate toilet, so we can get in there really well.
And shower?
And shower.
Okay.
Only one bathtub shower,
gotcha.
And then the toilet in case there's an emergency.
Shower or bathtub?
It's going to be nice.
Bathtub shower.
It's really nice.
Okay. Toilet, sink, and then a full.
I'll be sure to use it.
Okay.
Once it's done.
Try that.
It doesn't have jets.
Are you thinking about fence or to rock some log?
I think fence.
We're going fence.
Fence and gates.
Everybody decided fence and gates, so we went with that.
Okay.
Stronger one, though. I think a more permanent one.
Okie dokie. Ben.
My turn. I'm done.
You're good.
Okay. Ranch manager report.
Wait,
where
are you
skipping
me?
Dave Turley
got it.
Dave Turley.
Sorry.
I feel cheated.
Well, you're not on the agenda, that's why.
Yeah, he is number 12.
Dave wore his brightest shirt.
And Dave.
Oh, sorry, Dave Turley.
So the surveys are
Dave
there.
Turley.
All right, thank you. I just have to have my voice heard. I didn't drive 5 hours.
That's right.
Turn around, drive 5 hours for nothing. I guess I will put the results together on the survey and get them back now that we have them together. And that looks like a healthy stack of people that have returned. So that's good. But I do feel cheated because my sister answered for lot 62, and I didn't put in mine. So
you can fill ours out.
Yeah, do you want to fill mine out? Probably missed the deadline on that, too.
Okay. And then the one we'll be moving forward with the pavilion, I'm assuming, come May, June.
However, remember, we're not going to build it where the gravel is now.
Okay.
You decided that was
going to be moved.
Wrong location because it was way off the road.
And I think on our field trip, if we could, stay, you know.
But that needs to happen right away as soon as we can get after it.
Let's make sure it's done by.
We'd like to enjoy it this summer.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
So, do we have a tape for this field trip? Shall we try? Do you want to do it the next cleanup weekend? Is that soon enough, or should we do it before then? That's over the next.
That's 3 days. We gotta get money done in 3 days.
Right. Well, if we're gonna be there, we could do it, or we could do it prior.
That's
prior
in conjunction with the next
board meeting.
Board meeting, and that's what we've done.
He told me if I had it in conjunction, he'd be there. So I've done it for
well,
him.
Well, we usually the last 3 years we have had our May board meeting at the ranch in the garden cabin.
Yeah.
At least the last 2 years.
Right. Well, we could do that then.
And we do our tour.
And we could do our tour.
Right.
Do our work.
Get our plan.
I think that sounds like a good way to go.
Unless you pour it.
This will be our fourth.
Dave, would it be helpful to have water at the pavilion?
Absolutely. Can we borrow some of yours?
Right, no.
It's not yet.
There is a water line that is stubbed out down there almost next to the pond.
There's enough water to service.
When that tank is full, there's plenty of water.
Somebody I saw suggested somebody, and may have meant, well, you mentioned it, Dale, but we're going to have to deal with that spring this year, you know, improving it or deciding it's not.
The cabin spring?
Yeah.
I think my personal opinion, just doing my own assessment on it, the storage tank is decent. The pipeline is decent. Needs to be buried a little more. I think really the only thing that needs to be worked on is the spring box, collection box.
Right.
Not
the source.
The 4,000 gallon tank there is an old asphalt coated one that is illegal. We can't lower the pipeline going up the hill. A brand new pipeline has got to be put in 4 feet down or so. We can't. It's under the surface some places, so the pipeline needs to be redone. At the upper end, the 10,000-gallon tank is a good one. the 4,000-gallon tank at the top and the bottom are both, I think the state will
we're not using the 4,000-gallon, right?
At the top. 4,001 is below the 10,001. The 4,001 we were using for fire water.
Right.
Well, the 10,001 is lined. Might need to be relined.
Does the 10,000-gallon tank come on down to 4,000-gallon tank?
Yeah. It's kind of routed. I put in a new valve and kind of routed it so I can shut and isolate each tank from each other. But,
well, the one at the bottom has to be dug up and redone too.
Right. So we've got to redo. The first thing is to start at the source.
Yeah. The spring box is buried. I mean, I haven't even seen it. It's
left over.
Yeah.
So that'll be a project this summer.
Well, how do you protect it? Right. You know.
Fencing. I did talk to Taylor. He's working up a fencing plan and including a fence to protect that.
The fence that I have up there started should be finished. I purchased a cattle guard. That should be early spring.
The barbed wire fence?
Yep. Yeah. That, I mean, other than a cow jumping the fence or squeezing through trying to get up into the oaks.
Right, but by code, we've got to have the whole thing fenced. So we're putting the cattle fence. We'll help the cows that are on the right side of it not go up there, but we need to and so I asked Taylor to at least give us a bit in his stuff for that. Okay. Anything else?
I think I've discussed everything.
Anything from anybody?
How about the ranch manager's report, the description and rating? Was that talked about?
Yeah, where are we supposed to talk about ratings? I've got mine, and I didn't.
I turned mine all in 2 days after. I thought we were all supposed to turn.
I didn't get that memo.
Well, when I talked to Brent, he said give them to Dale, and I didn't have
them. Well, not me.
And so I've got them right here, and I don't know who to give them. I guess Jody, would Jody be doing this after
we will move into executive session.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Just write a 1-3-10 on the back of a piece of paper and hold it up.
We do that, I have one last thing. I'd like to acknowledge Linda Alderman.
Yeah, that's her right there. I see her.
I'd like to acknowledge her because it's so much easier since she started changing and putting numbers on here. The papers are so much better. And it's just been a world of difference, Linda, since whatever you did.
I
want you to know that it is much easier for me to understand what's going on with your changes and what you've done. So, thank you.
Here.
Okay.
Did you want to read this report on water?
Nope. Okay. Motion to adjourn regular and go into the executive session.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
I second it.
All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Thank you all for coming. Adios. And I hope you have a
nice snowy day.
Nice time at home in this weather.